Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
February is Black History Month, and the 2023 version comes at a time when critical race theory, CRT, is very much debated and talked about. You see the headlines, even as the Texas legislature is looking at the educational system. School board elections around Texas have focused on the CRT issue. So we wondered how critical race theory was affecting the celebration of Black History Month, and we brought in Irvin James III, who is an associate professor of history and African American studies at Paul Quinn College in Dallas. Paul Quinn College is one of the nine HBCUs, historic black college and universities in Texas. That list includes Prairie View A&M, Texas Southern, St. Philip's, Southwestern Christian, Jarvis Christian, Texas College, Huston Tillotson, and Wiley College. And we ask Dr. James, first of all, what is CRT? We see the headlines. We hear the debate. What is it?
Oh, that's a great question. That's a great place to start. Frankly, I wish more people would start there because I don't know if everyone understands what it is, including some of the major actors involved in advocating both for and against CRT. So I think the quick and dirty or the short answer would be it's associated with the theory that some lawyers, some law professors came up with some time ago. I mean, I'm no authority on it, but I think a fellow by the name of Derek Bell, who's a law professor, I think at maybe one of the Ivy League schools with a focus on civil rights law, they came up with this theory to help them try to figure out how to identify as well as measure the effects of institutional racism, particularly looking at the law and certain policies that would more or less create those conditions. Yes.
We're in an interesting country in many ways, and I'm thinking even of that phrase that says all men are created equal. And when it was written, it did not include women. It did not include men of color. It did not, in fact, include really white men who didn't own property.
And to add to that, it also did not take in consideration the indigenous people that were here prior to the arrival of the settlers. I think it may very well be narrowly focused, at least in its inception, and the debate today is much more narrowly focused on codified or legal or even the remnants of the history of racism in America as it relates to people of color, more specifically, people of African descent.
The CRT, as I understand it, is taught at the university level, but the debate, the headlines, all seem to focus on high schools and grade schools, and that's not where it even enters in, or does it?
Well, in theory, I would say, to the best of my knowledge, that's right. And that's why I said initially, I'm not so sure whether many people involved in this controversy even really understand what critical race theory is and how and when and where it's taught. You would expect to see it maybe in some graduate programs where theory is extremely important when developing ideas and, you know, thinking critically about problem solving and how to address these issues. That's why we see it originating in law school. You may very well see it to some extent in undergraduate institutions. And if it is potentially an issue for some, it is because some of those institutions are state funded, right? But otherwise, it gets really convoluted and maybe even conflated when you think about critical race theory as it relates to teaching the history of this country. You can't very well teach the history of this country without discussing how central the contributions of African Americans are to building this country, and also what their experiences are.
I'm sorry, there are so many levels to that, and let's talk about Black History Month now. This comes at a time where CRT grabs the headlines. How has that impacted? How does that affect the way Black history is taught, especially during Black History Month, but just generally speaking? I'm thinking even when I was in school, we learned all about Thomas Edison. We didn't hear one word about Lewis Howard Latimer. So what are the things, how has CRT affected it?
Let's start with our understanding of what the pushback is. For the most part, the pushback has been based on this idea that teaching, let's say, the institution of slavery and what that entailed, and even talking about Jim Crow laws and the African-American experience during the Jim Crow era, that in some form or fashion, it makes certain students feel uncomfortable and maybe even experience feelings of guilt unnecessarily just based on their exposure to, you know, maybe some of the unpleasant or darker aspects of American history. So when you think about Black History Month, I have no way of completely gauging precisely what it means from one institution to the next. But, you know, if Governor Abbott, for instance, has made it abundantly clear that he has concerns about how history, teaching history, may reflect the teaching of critical race theory, then you got to understand that there are probably teachers and principals that are potentially much more reluctant to teach and maybe even confused about what they should be able to teach concerning the Black history, the Black experience during Black History Month.
Texas in and of itself has a very interesting history. We have the Texas version of the Underground Railroad along the border with Mexico. We have Mansfield High School in 1956, and I don't think a lot of people outside of Mansfield even knew about it until the Texas Ranger statue at Dallas Love Field was moved. When the story became known and the picture was seen of the Texas Ranger basically doing nothing while an effigy of a Black student was hanged from Mansfield High School. There are a lot of things that we don't know about and we aren't going to know about if there's so much fear about teaching it.
Absolutely. So, I mean, there are a variety of consequences that include, you know, some teachers making a decision to no longer teach because of these sorts of issues. And the truth of the matter is, in response to what you just said, you have to think about the benefit of not necessarily teaching critical race theory in the public school system between K through 12, because again, in all likelihood, that's not happening. But I'm talking about the value of teaching the most fullest version, the most comprehensive version of African American studies, American history, even during Black History Month. I mean, there's so much to be said about the triumph of the human spirit, which should very well resonate with everyone. And then in addition to that, it's also beneficial to teach about the many lessons of interracial cooperation in furtherance of the, you know, of what you alluded to earlier, which is this idea of all men being created equal. I'm not so sure why that is so alarming to some people. I think some of it has to do with the political climate and ideology and political views. But our kids, you know, when we think about these decisions and what we envision for our kids, I can't imagine why they wouldn't be much better off understanding some of the high points and some of the low points associated with our past.
This is coming at a time when this edition of Black History Month happens at when a Super Bowl, number 57, makes history because the starting quarterbacks for both teams are Black. And to think that this is the 57th Super Bowl and that's never happened, I think that should be taught and understood and known.
That's huge. And I can remember the first quarterback, which was Doug Williams.
Right, right.
Who graduated from that illustrious HBCU with a very storied history in football, Grambling State University. I mean, he was a hero for many people, and not just the people of African descent, but also just this idea that he was an outstanding player.
Yeah, so many things change, and so much isn't taught, and you have to learn it outside of things. I just read a review of a book. I haven't had a chance to read the book yet, about Ellen and William Craft and their escape from being enslaved people in 1848.
Now is a great time for that, because although that was a highly publicized story, your reference to the Underground Railroad is a great example of the very nature of that endeavor. Was very secretive for a very long time. There are hundreds and thousands of actors that will likely remain nameless and faceless. But what you learn is that, again, this, more than anything, this struggle captured the true American spirit when we think about interracial cooperation, cooperation that transcends class, region. There's so much to be learned. Gender. From that, just in that, that alone. And it's similar to what we see with the civil rights movement. It's difficult to persuade people that aren't part of the academy or integral part of the academy what the value is of, you know, sharing out a more or most comprehensive version of American history, and you know, even having a curriculum that's devoted to the African American experience. Some of them don't realize that, and I'm in a position to speak to this, that there are kids that come to college every year that have not been exposed to things that you can't even imagine, that you would assume would be natural through the course of 12 grades, right? That they would have been exposed to the Civil War or Reconstruction, you know, some of the people associated with the abolitionist movement or the civil rights movement, for the matter. For us within the academy, we recognize the gaps, and we also recognize the significance of students having that opportunity to be exposed to it every step of the way. Because, you know, when you think about citizenship, our history is an integral part of cultivating good citizenship as the next generation of leaders. There are a number of things I didn't learn until I went to college.
Yeah.
And I grew up in the Midwest. I grew up in Ohio, which, you know, was fairly, at least, you would be thoroughly immersed in the abolition activity, right? Mm-hmm. That's where they have the railroad museum.
Right.
But still, I'll tell you one good example would be how much I didn't know about Mexico and Texas being very similar to what you would see with Ohio and people escaping into Canada.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.